Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
The views expressed here within the programs and chats do not necessarily represent the views of Live Paranormal.
Or do they?
You know they do.
I know, right? Okay, so far this is what I saw what Rob put in the new schedule. Did you see that? That's so funny.
Yeah.
I must have missed it.
It says not exposed history, but Rob's exposed history now taken over by Susie Lewis. Which means you're all in trouble.
I know, right? Everybody, it is a hijack. So, no promises. And I just got the message from Skype there that says I have a lot of background noise and I really don't give a shit. Because every time.
When did you ever, Susie?
I know.
Welcome to night one of a 3-night exclusive Helen Back Radio.
Exactly. We are having big weekend, aren't we?
This is going to be a fantastic weekend, only to be overshadowed by next weekend.
By the weekend of epic proportions.
Every weekend gets bigger and bigger.
Now,
the weekend of epic.
Cam up as usual?
Yeah, you can come up if you want to. I can't, if I click on, I learned a few weeks ago that if I click on everybody's cameras that I get booted. So,
yeah. I wouldn't do that to you.
I know. Yeah.
Isn't that a kick in the butt?
Yeah, it hurts pretty bad because then I usually have to reboot everything and it takes me, yeah, whatever. So, yes, feel free to use your cameras if you want to right now. And, or, yeah. Wow, the phone's already ringing.
Look at that. How's my phone?
I'm trying to keep an eye on the studio to see if somebody calls in or Skypes in or whatever you want to do. So, yes, this weekend is going to be epic, right? Are you closing the door on me, Jay?
Slam it, Jay. Slam it.
He will slam it, too. He's mean that way. Okay, well, anyway. So, what have we got going on this weekend? Oh, yeah, tomorrow night is Helen Back. Then Saturday is Barry Fitzgerald, 5 p.m. Eastern, which is a Helen Back exclusive. I'm excited about that because, he's been busy, so.
That is absolutely fantastic.
And I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for that. He and I worked on a project together for a mutual friend, and it was pretty good. I need to post that one day on demons and demonology and such. So there's a lot of things about Barry that okay, I'm sorry. I was looking in the room there. There's a lot of things that he does that, you know, people aren't aware of. So yeah.
He is a very busy person,
from what I understand.
He doesn't dance around in, leprechaun boxers, does he?
I don't know, but I wouldn't mind seeing that, to be honest.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I would be a fan of that, yes. You know, he could join in on the Paranormal Porn Stars. That's going to be my new show. Paranormal Porn Stars.
Nice.
Yeah, except mine's going to be all guys. Okay, forget these little hottie hoochie mamas. I want some hot.
The only hooch we want is the kind that comes in a mason jar.
Yeah, there you go. It took me a minute, but
I still don't get that one.
White lightning.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Moonshine.
Nah, I'll pass on that. I'll take Mike any day.
Oh. Well, we'll just have to put him on the Transformers stars. That's right. Cindy Lewis is going to start her own show.
You should be a stripper.
Paranormal porn stars, and it's going to be all the porn stars of the world going on paranormal investigations naked.
That would definitely be a show I don't think I would watch.
And I want to make money off of it, too.
I wouldn't miss it.
I'm going to make money.
Because I would be on there.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I was sleepy. Said Carla wants to donate her body. Well, apparently we're getting a thumbs up from everybody at LiveParanormal.com chat room for the paranormal porn stars.
Can we do the same thing that they do in the horror movies and wait until there's like some sexual activity and then scare the crap out of them?
Absolutely.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah. Paranormal porn stars.
We could have Jay come in with the Jason mask like he did to scare the crap out of Susie during our Halloween special.
Yeah, he really did. Honest to God, scared the shit out of me that night. And for those of you out there who maybe, I could open up a chat room on the BTR side, but I'm not. But
you all suck. No.
You know that anything that has to do with me and this group of people is going to be explicit. So prepare yourself for that paranormal explicit stuff. Okay.
And again, I say deal.
All right. So there's your warning right there, paranormal porn stars. And so I'm serious. No, really, I'm going to pitch it to like some, what's his name? Ron Jeffrey? What was that his name?
I think that was
Ron
his
Jeremy.
Name.
Ron
Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, I'm going to call him up and I'm going to say, yo, man, I've got this idea for a show called Paranormal Porn Stars. And he's going to be like, hell yeah. I don't want to make $1 million and buy things. Because
yeah.
That's what I need is things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jenna Jameson and some of those other ones.
Yeah, I could just... No!
The only names he knows of is the chick names.
Yeah.
That's the only name I really know.
I don't know the guy names. We'll just have to, you know, have auditions. Now auditioning.
Rob.
In Ontario, Canada, paranormal porn stars. Come on. Anyway.
Yeah, it looks like Clarissa and I need to be on that judging panel too.
Hell yeah, let's go. We may be auditioning in Warwick, Rhode Island. Yeah, and by the way, for those of you out there who don't already know, and if you don't already know, you just haven't been listening, but Warwick, Rhode Island is going to be hit with paranormal porn stars.
Kind of like
paranormal
a
porn star groupies.
Yes, there you go. On March 2nd through the 4th, and me and Doug and Clarissa and Lexi and Nightbreed Paranormal and CCPI Paranormal from Colorado are all getting together and having a blast.
Unfortunately, I can't be there with you.
Well, you know,
darn.
In spirit. And
I will be.
I think that Friday night, George is going to hijack my show. So we're going to try to come on. So he's going to produce because we'll be investigating, I think.
Slater Mill.
Yes.
From what I understand.
I'm hoping we can run that live on here, but somebody will have to hook up an infrared camera to my laptop because I don't have one.
Right. I have an infrared, but I don't know. I don't know how well that's going to work.
Yeah, I've got a couple. I don't have an AV connection on the laptop, but I do have a where you would hook up a projector, that kind of thing, to it for whatever the hell that program's called.
For PowerPoint.
Welcome to LP Fetish Night. The opinions expressed here tonight. Not necessarily represent those of LP staff, advertisers, or any
other. The voice just failed her.
If you click on another person's mic or camera, you may see. You may see something here that might offend you.
You want me to take over for you, Susan?
Life Paranormal holds no responsibility for what you view or hear. LP will not pay for any psychological damage that you can from a result of clicking on anyone's mic or camera. Oh, my God. That's too good, Lexi. You come up with the best stuff ever.
That's why we love her.
Oh, look at who! Oh, woo, Shirley got the hookup. I think that's Gian. Isn't that what he said? I'm not sure. But they on and Jenna and right on. Well, you know what? We're going to, after I saw him in that LMFAO video, you know, I'm sexy and I know it. I was just, that was fun. I was really LMFAO. Well, however.
You said it right, LMFAO.
Yeah, I had to think about it there for a minute.
Might have even been on the floor rolling.
No. Yeah, so funny.
I love the fact that I can get people to try to say that stuff and then they have to stop halfway through because they're laughing too hard.
Yes, that was great.
I probably could have gotten through it.
That's just because you have the ability to desensitize yourself.
Yeah, not me. I have to laugh my ass off as much as possible.
Sometimes I have to be able to desensitize myself. Otherwise, I'd go completely crazy instead of just partially.
Yeah, Lexi has the market on the you know, the funny statement like she just made, and Doug has the market on the wise statement.
I am very good with the one-liners.
Yes, it just cracks me the fuck up.
And I'm very good at bringing up things from the past that hang over people's heads.
Yeah.
I need to land in the trash can, Emily.
So what's in it next? Okay. So what all are we doing, Lexi, when we come visit Rhode Island? We come to visit Warwick's. I think we're going to go see the TAPS office, right?
We are indeed going to go see the TAPS office. Because we're going to wind up passing by the old one to get to the new one.
Oh, nice.
So that's going to be no big deal.
And sad to say, we won't see Grant Wilson there.
No.
No, we might not see Grant there, but that's okay. Emily, will you please stop dropping it on the floor? You're making noise that's going to bother the neighbors. Thank you. However, I have it planned that everybody has to sample something of local cuisine. So, it's kind of a toss-up between New York System Hot Wieners, which is also referred to as Belly Busters.
Nice. That's great. Oh, my goodness. Then I'll be farting up a storm.
it'll be Fusioni VPs.
They eat sauce on them with onions, celery salt, and mustard. or the traditional New England clam cake and chowder.
How about all of the above? How about we just have a party in Susie's hotel room and we'll just order it all one night?
Now, that could work. We could have it like, we could set up like a buffet and everybody can have a little bit of what they want.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Del's Lemonade, frozen lemonade.
Oh, Del's, that's always been an awesome frozen lemonade.
That's about Marlboro's.
Yeah, Marlboro's for Susie, of course. And coffee milk.
Coffee milk. Okay.
Doug can probably comment on coffee milk.
Oh, coffee milk is pretty good.
Dorcas, do you know what coffee milk is?
Never heard of it.
Me either.
It's like strawberry milk or chocolate milk, only coffee flavored. It's like coffee ice cream.
Yes. Yeah, but some of them haven't even known what coffee ice cream is either, Doug.
Ah, true.
Okay, coffee milk is a syrup that has the flavor of coffee, but is a very sweet coffee. It's kind of like a... And when you add it to milk, it's kind of like the consistency of chocolate milk, but it's coffee, but it's a sweet coffee flavor.
Nice.
And it's really damn good.
And of course, the coffee ice cream, which can also be made with the same stuff.
I can't wait. I'm so excited about Slater Mill that I could just bust because, you know, since I've been to Canada, the places I've investigated have been businesses, but they're not places like, you know, that, you know, like the whatever, you know.
Not huge historical significance.
This is of a major historical significance. It used to be a fabric mill. And way back in the day, and there was actually a lot of accidents, deaths, and things like that going on simply because of, and, you know, these things have also gone on in Fall River, but Slater Mill actually has quite a few of actual activity that they have that is consistent. Some of it has been reported as being residual. Some of it has been reported as being interactive.
Well, I have a question, okay? So I have a digital voice recorder, right?
Uh-huh.
And I may need you to help me with this because, you know, like I went on an investigation with Kevin Davidson, right? And
right.
Chaps, his team Chaps, last weekend. And I did, you know,
I hope you're wearing more than just Chaps.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, anyway, I'm just going to say no comment.
Wait, that goes back to the para-porn stars that you were talking about.
Anyway, the thing I'm having problems with is I have so much background noise that this digital voice recorder is picking up. I don't know how to make it stop. I don't know what to do. So somebody needs to help.
Don't you dare think of getting on my lap, Emily. No. Okay, well, there is a way to desensitize it a little bit, but we can see what we can do with that and work it out.
Now, the place we went to was a running business. So, it was noisy anyway. But, it was hard for me to distinguish things that could have been, you know, EVPs and people. I was in one room, you know, like downstairs, and this voice recorder picked up the people talking upstairs. So,
well, it's really hard for EVP to do EVP to begin with during when a business is actually active. Because that's the reason why we do these things at night, is because it's a lot easier to isolate and eliminate a lot of the background sound. People don't realize, you know, people are like, oh, well, what do you think, the ghosts only come out at night? No, it's because it's a lot easier to isolate the sounding simply because most people are, like, away from work or, you know, are at home or sleeping.
There's a lot less ambient sound.
Yeah.
It's the same thing when I'm at home watching TV. During the day, I have to have the TV up louder, and you're not really even aware of it until at night you go to turn the TV on, and then suddenly all of a sudden it's like, gee, this thing is loud. I need to turn this down. And what you're hearing in your ears is basically the same volume as during the day. It's just that you're perceiving it differently because there's less ambient noise.
That's interesting.
Zombies don't eat eyeballs, that's right.
Well, I put it on record for high quality.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if that had anything to do with it because I've recorded in two other places. One was a B&B and another, well, actually the last two were B&B and one was a business. And, the other two were pretty quiet and, you know, normal, but this last one was just really loud.
Mm-hmm. Emily just told me that zombies do not eat eyeballs.
Oh, well, I guess she hasn't watched Walking Dead.
Well, I guess she didn't watch Walking Dead lately. But she does like Walking Dead.
I love that show. Holy cow.
That's why I run from zombies.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you, honey. She says she kills zombies.
Oh, we got a question in the chat room from Panda Bear asking, is there any way to tell if an EVP is fake?
Absolutely. There are plenty of ways to tell if an EVP is fake. But there's also, first off, you can actually tell by the fact that it may sound like it's fake, or if you have a good ear, you can actually copy. You can actually, if you have a good ear, you can actually tell if it's a common voice. There's also such things as using the electronic equipment to see what kind of a frequency it radiates on. If it's something on the nine, if it's something that's technically an EVP, generally speaking, they tend to be on a different frequency, just a little bit, a higher frequency than some of us are able to hear, and what most people are unable to speak. I told you you couldn't do it.
That makes
sense. So, there is ways. Do you want it on? Okay, close your eyes. So there is ways to actually tell, but it's not perfect. Okay, so there's no perfect sign, perfect way to figure out whether an EVP is fake. Except the fact is, if somebody actually says, well, you know, that seems pretty damn fake, most people are going to say, well, if somebody thinks it's fake, then I guess we're not going to bother trying to consider it.
Yeah, exactly what Chip said. You can filter out whether it's the human voice. Yeah, I need to get some of those programs that people are talking about if I plan to do this on a regular basis. You know, it's not as regular as I would like, but, you know, right now I'm just kind of being a guest investigator with, you know, teams.
Well, you know, that's exactly how you start to learn, so, and learn about the stuff. And that's where I have a lot of blast to do. You know, I guess to investigate for other teams. Plus, I have my own team that are very endeared to me.
Yeah, I would like to get. You know, I saw some like thermal vision cameras at
definitely
at a store, but they were like for security.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you can, would that be the same thing that you could use on a, you know, on investigation?
What?
I don't see why not.
I don't see why not.
See what? I missed half
that. You know, thermal camera is going to pick up heat, and I would think that would be true no matter what kind of thermal camera you have.
Yeah.
It's just
pretty
picking
much right.
up heat.
Right. Okay, because
don't squint your
yeah.
eyes.
Yeah. Chip said, wait a minute, I got to look at Chip's gender. She said that she had actually found out someone's doing fake EVPs and it's not right when you're trying to help a client. And, you know, that could be, you know, like I noticed that, for instance, when I moved the recorder, you know, when I pick it, it would make a, you know, a funny kind of noise. And, you know, you could easily say, oh, well, that sounds like something when it's really not.
And that's why tagging when you do EVPs is so important. If you sneeze, if somebody moves a chair, every little thing needs to be tagged. That way you limit the chance to have any contamination where maybe somebody bumped it, didn't say it, and you say, oh, well, what's that noise? Nobody remembers it, but...
Wash off. Right. I mean, there's a lot of different ways. There's a lot of different things that you can deal with within that parameters. And quite frankly, I have a lot of fun screwing around just to see if... It's okay, sweetheart. We can take care of it. Sorry,
right.
My daughter's actually upset.
I've met a few of the people in your group, Lexi, that one night when I surprised you with that.
Yes,
visit.
You did. And we were actually doing some evidence review at the time on your cheek. I'm working on your cheek, Emily.
You weren't on my cheek, no.
No, I'm talking to my daughter who's trying to wipe off some...
Hey, even I had to take a second one at that one.
Yeah, I couldn't let that one pass.
Yeah, that's where we're going to actually put your tattoo, Doug.
Oh, my gosh.
So your butt doesn't get possessed.
too late for that.
up, Connor.
All right. Goes on. Fine. I'm not going to do any more if you're going to keep covering your face like that, Emily. But I just want to do your cheek. Let me clean it off your cheek. There you go.
Oh, that's funny.
Emily tried using my liquid eyeliner.
Yeah, Chip is showing us where we can get some sound software.
Nice.
So that's cool. I want a reputable program that I can put, you know, not one that's going to destroy my laptop, because I have yet to put everything on flash drives yet. Apparently I didn't learn a lesson from the Acer side.
Oh.
And I still haven't backed up all my stuff, so I need to get on that, I guess.
Now, did you actually perform the Acer side?
No, I didn't, and I'll tell you why. I was going to do it, and I had the sledgehammer ready to go, that Acer netbook, people, and I do not recommend those to anyone. But it's Jay and I kind of started communicating, and I just got sentimental and hoardery, and it's on a shelf actually still. So yeah. Yeah.
Emily, please stop pushing my chair.
Although this one, the new one, is pretty high-tech, and it's all great and wonderful. It has warranties everywhere. I would hate to lose, you know, some of the information I have on here. So, yeah, don't buy an Acer.
Now, on the other side of things, I have an Asus, which is ASUS.
Yeah.
And that is actually pretty kick-butt. Mine is a gaming laptop.
I've heard good things about Asus.
Well, these are the Acers are the... The one that I had was those tiny, 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 tiny little netbooks. You know, it was extremely small. And, you know,
you're barely able to type because your fingers just cover the keys.
Right. So I had it, and it was really good when it ran. I had it for 6 months, okay? And stupid me didn't think about buying, you know, I mean, I was spending, it was $300-something, you know. I didn't have enough for the warranty, you know, or whatever. So I get up here, and it literally blew up. It blew up. So I spent the money to send it to the company, and the company sends me this thing and says, it's going to cost you $100 to fix it because you spilt something on it. And I was like, no, I did not spill anything on it, because I've been with this computer every day of every moment of my life. I haven't spilt anything on it. So anyway, it was a bunch of crap, and I just bought, you know, Jay bought me another one, which is a little more, which is bigger and high-techer, I made up a word, high-techer.
You know,
Susie, I was just thinking, I have an ex-boyfriend in the radio business,
yeah,
and he deals with sound on a daily basis as his profession. I'll contact him and see if he can give any suggestions for any program or something that you can use to weed out background noises.
Yeah.
I'm almost sure he's got to know something.
Yeah, I'm working on a major setup between two. You know, I mean, I could hook the laptop up to the desktop and have, you know, two or three screens running and all that stuff at the same time. You know, I'm getting tech savvy a little bit, but not quite enough. So, you know, I would like to one day. Oh, see? I'm sorry. They may sue me. I don't give a shit. Sue me. I mean, I still got everything saved. Tell me I spilt something on it. Anyway, I refused to pay $99 to have it fixed, which did not include shipping, which was $30. And forget that.
Right?
I mean, we're talking smoke, poof. I thought it was going to catch on fire. I mean, really. So, just a piece of shit.
You should have seen her. She was... back going, be gone, Satan.
And Satan was saying, back, I'm taking this laptop, bitch. And he did.
Why is it when Doug said that, my mind automatically put, hello, Shamu, right after it? If anybody gets what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm lost.
I don't either. I'm lost.
Is that a ghost? What?
Jeff Dunham.
Oh.
Walter. Jeff. He was talking to Walter. his grumpy old man puppet, for those of you who don't know.
I kept on trying to think, what would Jesus do? My wife and I got in an argument. I kept on trying to think, what would Jesus do?
So I tried to turn her into
a fish.
I looked at her and said, "Be gone, Satan! Hello, Shamu."
I'm typing here. Hang on. So they are
a. Get the Shamu reference. There was a killer whale in Orlando named Shamu. It was at one of the water parks. Aquatic parks. I don't remember the name of the park now.
That was supposed to be subsidiary, but it came out subsidart.
All about the subside art, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the freezing garage right now, so. We walked outside.
Now, Carl, I had seen a post that you had on Facebook. How's the snow going out there in Chicago?
Back to rain.
I tell you what, whatever orchid shit, she sends it my way. I swear to God, we're supposed to get a foot of snow tonight.
And you know what? You can have it.
Orchid is my weather girl. Okay, she's my lover girl, my weather girl, my girl, man.
She's also your drive-by beep beep.
Beep, beep, beep. We're saving that paranormal porn stars.
Well, then we'll just have to get Mike on this show now, won't we?
He did a porn star on the Halloween show, didn't he, by God?
Yes, he did.
He tried doing whatever he could to win that.
Well, it was working there for a while. It just so happened it was a guy.
It worked on me.
So Carla said she's going to judge next year.
Yeah, let's just say that Mike dressed up as a stripper.
and put on a little shirt.
That was the best. That was the best.
Yeah, especially when he started singing Milk It.
I think we were all speechless. We were all just like, oh! And there was no, it was just
sick.
Silence on the air for like...
I think I stopped breathing there for a minute when he did that.
I think that has got to be one of the most memorable Hell and Back shows ever.
I can honestly say, though, that was one of the toughest contests I've ever had to judge.
It was, because there were some awesome costumes. I can't wait for next year. We're gonna make it bigger and better next year.
And, of course, I got to be Batty.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry.
I kind of thought that was kind of cool, simply because of the way, you know, my camera was. I just tried to work with it.
It was awesome.
It looked great, Lex. It really looked
great.
Did
it really? Because I wasn't really sure. But I'll tell you, I had to take off. I had to wait. I was like, okay, please let the voting be over. Please let the judging be over. Please. Because I started putting on the makeup on me and on Emily while Keely was asleep. Keely woke up to two entirely bat faces that she did not recognize.
Poor girl.
Out. And John, of course, heard her freaking out and came upstairs, and I answered the door in bat face makeup. He's like, "What the?" And I said, "Susie's costume contest. Keely's freaking out because she was asleep. Now she's just, oh, all right."
That was so great.
Oh, it's
funny. It's epic, Helen Back. Mm-hmm. We had so much fun that night. We have fun, though, all the time, right? On occasion, we stay on topic. Like I say, the first half hour is usually topic. The second, it goes to hell.
Year.
That's what Autumn said. She's like, oh, hell no, she'll always vote for Mike. It don't matter what the hell he has on. Orchid's vote's going to be for Mike. Oh, my goodness. Tree, what? All I saw was balls for orbs. I'm sorry. But... oh, that, yeah.
I'm sorry. That just, like, almost made me choke.
Views and expressions of the people on this panel do not necessarily reflect that of Live Paranormal, its owners, its sponsors, or any of the people in here.
An individual.
Right. Yeah, me too. I liked both cars. I liked all of them. I did. That's why I wanted somebody else to be the judge, because I just couldn't pick, because I knew I wouldn't be able to. So
it was a string of words.
You just said in the chat room that my costume on Halloween. Well, I'll tell you something. I had to use that red hairspray to make my hair all red. And that was like 2 months before I moved out of that apartment. To this day, they're probably still trying to scrub the red off of the bathroom walls and the floor. I tried to clean up the bathroom. And, you know, it's like when you think that the place is clean, you can't see a spot of red anywhere. And then you go and get something wet, and it looks like it's all covered with blood. I still have stuff, I moved to this new place and set everything up on the counters, and I'm thinking, damn, I forgot to wash all that red stuff off the cans.
That's so funny. When I always put the colored stuff in the girls' hair for Halloween, we went outside. Oh, my goodness.
I think this year Susie's going to dress up as a fisherman.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to catch the trout. Oh, wait, I already did. I may catch it, but I definitely won't eat it.
I believe you did.
Oh, God.
She even got the trophy to show for it.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes, yeah, she is.
Yeah, she wears it on her wedding ring finger.
There you go. Yeah.
Mommy's on the phone on the air, honey.
She don't care.
That's the great thing about kids. They just don't care. They want what they want when they want it.
Yeah, Kathy just said, tell them that there was a mass murder in there.
Oops, forgot to tell you. There's people buried underneath here.
Sorry.
Don't lift up the floorboards. Oh, how funny. A zombie dog. That's great. Yeah, we have pet contests too, right? Wow. You
know
what?
People don't realize it, but there's a lot of pets that are involved in the Live Paranormal chat room.
Yeah, your demon spawn cat.
I don't even know where he is.
I love
right
that
now.
Cat. That's awesome.
I don't even know where he's hiding.
I know. You need to pick him up and record him one day doing that demon cat growl.
One of these days I'll get it for you.
He's a regular on... Oh, you got to go get it to let...
I'll see if I can find him.
Let me see.
What, Emily? Can you... That's Doug's cat. Yes.
What's Doug's cat?
Doug's cat, the one that makes all that weird, funky noises and goes, wah, 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 wah. Right.
I can see him again.
Can't see the cat right now.
I can hear it again. Wow. Cool earrings, Mom.
Thank you.
I can't wait. Oh, my goodness.
Can you not pull my ear, please? Thank you.
These earrings done, Mommy.
They're my earrings. They've got magical spells on them to make me irresistible to men.
Ooh.
I wish.
What?
Nothing. Mommy's being funny. That'd be a nice spell to have.
What's that little thing there doing?
It's a ferret.
That's you.
I want a ferret too, but I can't have pets here, honey.
Oh, no. After Frank the parakeet goes into his second life, no more animals.
Really?
No more. None. Now, Jay has always been an exotic animal man, right?
Right.
You know, spiders and these exotic frogs, and he and Anthony Zepeda would get along very well.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
apparently with my nephew as well.
Monitor lizards, scorpions, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, and I'm like, and so finally he got his, you know, a rescued Frank from the beachside or something, I don't know. And
he's hiding very well, does not want to be found.
Anyway, I just, whew.
Right.
But, you know, it's funny about animals, about how they can sense, you know, the stuff that goes on that we can't see. Because, you know, all the time Frank will be doing, you know, goofy stuff. I don't know. It's just really weird. Like, one day Jay and I were sitting at the in the living room, right? You could see directly into our bedroom from the living room. And I have a crucifix on the wall that I've had since I was converted to Catholicism many years ago. And it has a small wrist rosary around it, right, for protection, right? So one day we're sitting in the living room watching something on TV or playing video games, I can't remember, and all of a sudden Frank's screaming at the crucifix.
Right.
And we were both looking at each other like, what the hell is he doing? And, I mean, just this yell, at the, looking up directly at the crucifix, and I'm like thinking, holy crap, here they come. You know, something's going on now. It was the weirdest thing ever. I wish I had it on film. But he always does this stuff when I don't have the camera handy.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Cats are good at that.
Mm-hmm. It also is determined by Murphy's Law.
Yeah. As opposed to Smurfy Law.
Did you see that picture I posted up Brock's wall? Did y'all see that? You got to go look at Brock's Facebook wall. And look at
yeah, I think Brenda understands all about Smurfy's Law.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I saw that. That was funny.
I saw that. I don't even know where that came up, but I saw that. And I thought, oh, my goodness, there's the future of the Biltmore household. All right. I should.
Although
put
I would like to throw a shout out there. One of my coworkers has been sick for a few weeks, and he could be out another 4 to 5 weeks. They don't know what he's got. He's lost 15 pounds in 2 weeks, and so I want to wish him the best
jealous.
Of luck and getting well.
Well, we certainly send him thoughts and prayers.
Right.
Well wishes, whatever it may be, our belief system has us to do. Well, speak of the devil. Look who. How long has she been in? God, I've been
about
out
about 2 minutes.
Oh, and I'm just talking
came
about.
In.
See, there she goes.
She's been giving you some dirty looks while talking about the Smurf stuff, like you wouldn't believe.
Smurfies. She's my adopted daughter.
No.
There she is. See how long I did that last now that I have all the cameras up.
Oh, there's only three cameras up, so you might be able to get away with it tonight, Zeus.
When you hear that boop boop, you know that Skype has crashed. Boop boop. Uh oh. There goes.
Hello.
I don't even want to know. Okay. Checking the switchboard. Looks like we got about 15 minutes left. Woohoo! Shirley wants to know what's his name. Read the chat.
His name is Al Michaels.
Well, Al,
and,
we're thinking
not the Al Michaels that does NFL football on Monday nights for NBC.
Although that would be nice to have him as a friend, I guess.
Oh, excuse me.
What's on next? Well, there's not a radio show on next. It is open mic and parent insomniacs.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. So, have you guys talked about the strange noises yet? What strange noises?
Usually strange noises.
Maybe the strange noises that are coming from his radio player right now.
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, oh, yeah, we're strange, yeah. Oh, my gosh, Sleepy nailed it. Sleepy nailed it right there.
I figured it would have been strange noises coming from you after having one of those Rhode Island hot dogs.
That's my God, I'm so excited. I'm about to bust. I am so excited. Oh my goodness, I can't wait. I just want to stand in front of the TAPS office and be like, just debunk these orbs. And do you know what orbs I'm talking about?
We're gonna have to pull
the ones
up
behind you.
Office, because she'll be mooning them.
I'm gonna have somebody write it on my ass. Orbs.
Yes, Emily. Can we leave it alone? And you're supposed to be in bed, sweetheart.
Wait a minute. I want to so click on this video, but I'm so afraid to. Here we go. Let's see. You guys got to come to liveparanormal.com because we've got...
Well, there's only three of us up.
An Amarillo. Oh, no. I'm afraid this is a joke. I can't have... Okay, I'll have to watch it later because I can't have dead air while I'm watching it. Oh, I know it. I know. There'll be other times, though.
Yeah.
We have more get-togethers planned, and even though I'm booked up until... Well, really, July, June. I know Rob is planning some type of live paranormal event.
Yeah, he wants to get together in April, I think he said.
I can't. I can't. I have a conference that, you know, was scheduled last year. I can't come in April. As much as I hate it.
Oh, Brenda just made Carla's night.
More in the realm of thankful that he's not on.
Oh.
And now Brenda's choking on her Smurf juice. I said Smurf juice, not Smurf jizz, for those who didn't
know. Oh, my God. Sorry, but we have gone to hell, and we ain't coming back now. Holy cow. All right, I got that on pause so that I can look at it later.
And now for something completely different.
Okay. What are we going to talk about now? We've got about 10 minutes to go during this hijack.
We also would like to send some well wishes Rob's way. He's not feeling well, which is one of the reasons for the hijacking tonight.
Yeah.
We do pick on him like crazy, but if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here.
That's right.
We'd be hijacking some other website.
Right. It says not exposed history, but Rob's exposed history now taken over by Susie Lewis. Oh, my gosh. Look at Brenda's tongue. Holy cow.
Yeah, well, you've heard of a devil in a blue dress. Well, she's the devil with a blue tongue.
Did Lexi leave? Still here?
You're still on, Lex?
Yeah, sorry. I was okay. Muted by accident.
Okay, I just want to be sure because I saw you leave the chat room.
I what?
It's exposed what? When are we going to be on next? Tomorrow?
I didn't leave the chat room. This has been happening to my live paranormal a lot lately. Thank you.
Panda Bear, we will be back on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern.
For the official Helen Back radio show.
Right, and then the...
Same bat time, same bat channel.
We want to wish Barry and his teeth well.
Barry and his teeth?
Yeah, Barry Ellis.
Oh.
Teeth is pulled today.
Oh my! I did not know that. But I hope that
wow.
They're well away from his mouth, but they can cause a problem.
Your time. I'm in EST. Eastern, whatever time. Well, you're an ass. Do I dare ask what is AST? Oh my goodness. AST.
That's the new way of saying asked. You know, instead of asked, you know, it's asked.
Okay. That's funny. Okay, you guys, we got a few. I didn't even play the commercial when I was supposed to. And that, oh well.
That's okay. We had plenty of disclaimers.
It looks like
yes.
Rob went through and deleted a bunch of stuff because I don't see several things on here.
I'll see what's up. Oh.
Remember, no Smurfs were killed during the hijacking of the show.
Yes.
They were kidnapped and brought to West Virginia.
Yes. With the Save the Smurf Reclamation, or the Smurf Reclamation Fund. How many Smurfs are we going to milk?
Oh my god. Or my wife's watching Wipeout and a guy just snorted an egg. And he just snorted a raw egg. Oh my god.
Okay. Brenda, my daughter wants to know.
She says AST stands for Apparition Stalking Time.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I like stalker.
Brenda, I've been asked to ask you, how many Smurfs are we going to milk? My daughter is asking this.
Oh my goodness, I think I just fell off the bed.
Brenda's got a blue tongue.
Go ahead, you ask her.
How many is in the milk?
That's not the same as coffee milk, right?
Just came out her nose.
Brenda, I think your nose is leaking.
What?
Now they're milking Brenda.
Oh my god. She wants to know right now.
Like, Emily just milked Brenda and did it remotely.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, orchids. What Emily said.
I'm sorry.
All right, Brenda.
I don't.
Give us a number. How many Smurfs you're going to milk? Because Emily wants to know right now. She said that Papa Smurf, Brainy Smurf, there's only one Smurfette.
Well, there was a Sassette, too.
Oh, that's right, a little girl.
There were two girl Smurfs, if I remember correctly.
What?
What? What?
What?
Hey, Emily. Are you there? Emily.
I am.
Okay, this is Susie. You know, I'm going to come see you next weekend, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to come see you. I have something for you.
What is it?
A surprise.
Tell me.
I can't tell you. Then it would be a surprise. But I'm bringing you something all the way from Canada.
Okay, hi. I'm back.
I told her I was bringing her something from Canada.
And I was trying to get her to say broccoli smurf.
I can't wait to see her.
What?
Smurf too.
What about broccoli smurf?
Yeah, him too.
Yeah, him too.
Do you remember Brock on here? You used to call broccoli?
What's blighting?
Yeah.
Oh, bribing children. Oh, okay.
No, I really I have her and Keely both a present from Canada.
Surely you have to know that bribing children is like the way to get them to behave.
Yeah, and that's the only way it works. I'll give you $20 if you'll clean the kitchen. That's what happens when they get older. You can have money to go out on the weekend if you, you know, clean your room up where it doesn't smell like a hog died in there.
If you would like to go somewhere, you must do this.
Right. It does work when they're teenagers.
Yes, it does.
Especially where they won't let you use tasers on them.
Yeah.
Or duct tape.
Right.
Ooh. Guess what I found? Smurf blue duct tape.
Oh, nice.
Brenda, we're going to need your address.
Send all complaints to Brenda, care of ARGH.
The Smurf blue duct tape is duct tape that's the same color as a Smurf.
Aww.
I also found it with Hello Kitty on it, too.
I have duct tape with flames on it.
Yep, I've seen that now.
I used it to wrap around my luggage so that I would know it was my luggage when it came out of the airport. 90 seconds. There's that British lady talking to me in my ear.
With a poncy little git.
Yes. She's saying, you're a wanker.
Pip, pip, cheerio, another happy horse shit.
Actually, come to think of it, one of the funny things I've discovered is as far as British slang goes,
stay shackled.
Telling somebody to bug, referring to somebody as a buggerer is actually not as bad as referring to them as a wanker.
Yes, a wanker is a wanker. I have lots of British friends, and they have filled me in.
I heard a new one watching a race one night. They called one of those speed bumps a sleeping policeman.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that before.
I'd never heard that before watching that. Don't be a wanker.
Yeah, lots of British friends, and they will tell you the words we don't understand.
Stick around for after chat to find out exactly what wanker and buggerer mean.
Oh my god, we got 10 seconds. Blah! 9, 8. Okay, guys.
I sound like some kind of person from the TV show.
10 p.m. tomorrow night, Friday. Uh-oh, we're done. Okay, let me end episode.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
End episode. Loves. Good thing.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.